Facebook released touch controllers for its Rift VR system, allowing users to integrate more of their body into virtual space. But the technology has a long way to go. Making social interactions in VR as natural as the ones we're used to in the real world is one of the grand technological challenges today, said Sheikh, speaking at this year's F8 conference. It's a challenge, because there is nothing people are more keenly aware of than other people. So the bar for deeply convincing virtual interactions is extremely high. But for the same reason, once that bar is reached, lifelike virtual interactions will be a transformative achievement, vastly extending our personal world and connecting the world together in a way we haven't seen before. During my trip to the Panoptic Studio, Simon and another research assistant took me through one of the exercises the team uses to collect data. Standing inside the geodesic dome, we played a game called Ultimatum, in which three participants haggle over how to split $10. For anyone to receive money, all three have to agree on how it's shared. It's a classic experiment in economics and game theory, with participants trying to weigh how much they can squeeze out for themselves without losing everything by failing to reach a consensus. It's also a great opportunity to study body language. The three of us stood face to face, two aligned against one. As we bargained back and forth for several minutes, we were constantly shifting our postures, gaze, and position from one another. During the negotiations, I tried to project confidence, but the results spoke for themselves. I ended up taking home $2, while my hosts pocketed $4 each. After the game, we left the dome and headed to a bank of computers to review the footage. I could watch a replay of our conversation from 500 different angles, and they all told the same story. I began with an aggressive pose, my hands splayed in front, body squared, eyes fixed on the duo I was bargaining with. But as the game progressed, I began fidgeting, rubbing my wrists, stepping backwards and looking down at my shoes. Your body often expresses inconvenient truths that your words are meant to mask, said Simon. If what I'm saying doesn't agree with the way I'm saying it, or what I'm doing, people will almost always listen to your body motion or your nonverbal behavior rather than your words. Decades of academic research have confirmed this primacy of body language, with scholars estimating that roughly 2/3 of what we communicate with one another comes through nonverbal cues. Body language is deeply instinctual. Children as young as 1 or 2 years old can understand social cues from facial expressions and posture, and scientific experiments have demonstrated that individuals who are blind from birth will gesture when they talk, even though they have never learned to gesture from watching others. Our minds are so primed to pick up on body language that we can recognize signals even when shown only the most basic outline of the human form. A number of academic studies have shown that people can distinguish biological motion from mechanical motions with just 20 points on a screen. Our brains are remarkable inference engines, able to draw upon millennia of evolution and a lifetime of experience to transform these sparse points into fleshed-out people in our imagination, and to predict the next actions of those imagined people as well, said Sheikh during Facebook's F8 conference. The challenge of making the pipeline of social VR work is to learn how to computationally do the same sort of inference and prediction. Artificial intelligence has made huge strides over the past decade in learning to understand what people are saying and how to respond. It can even best human experts when it comes to reading lips. But body language is much messier. To illustrate the problem, Sheikh likes to show two close-up photographs of tennis player Rafael Nadal. In one, Nadal is experiencing a moment of anguish. In the other, ecstasy. But with just his face, it's hard to know which is which. To clarify, we need to zoom out, to read his entire posture, his hands, the full picture of a human. Something as simple as a stare can convey anger, lust, or confusion, with only the subtlest of changes to the rest of your body. The pillars of body language are facial expressions, gestures, posture, and gaze. Humans have tried since the beginning to work these elements into our digital communications.